It's the Mike Wills Podcast.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the Mike Wills Podcast. The dog days of podcasting for August 6th, 2018. So I think I might have just screwed up yesterday's episode and did not get that posted. So I am going to have to get that fixed here, and probably at this point won't get it published until tonight, but I'll get it out there for you. So, weather. I honestly forgot to start thinking about what I was going to record today for weather-related stuff. So, overall, I mean, today, this last weekend, we were supposed to have a bunch of different storms and stuff. We were on the edges of some slight chances of storms, including hail and wind and everything else. At least for my particular house, it was kind of a complete flop. We didn't get the any of that stuff. In fact, like last night, I was watching pretty decent size, at least rain. Not much for, you know, actual stormy conditions, but pretty good chunk of rain. And this morning in my rain gauge, I got like a trace. So, well, here, let's talk a little bit about how you, as a normal citizen, can help out. An untrained person who doesn't know anything, there's various different ways that you can even help out without even knowing storm conditions or any of that other, even like storm chaser stuff that they teach in trainings. So the first way you can do that, I'm going to start with the Coco Raz, I think is how they pronounce it, project. So that is a project where people get a special rain gauge, and then they measure how much precipitation they get, and then report it through this app or website on a daily basis. So, you know, you can have a zero, you can have a trace, which is under 1/100th of an inch, or you can have inches of rain. So these rain gauges, I think I paid about $30-some for it. It's accurate up to 11 inches of rain. After 11 inches of rain, it's just overflowing. So hopefully you're watching it, and if you're getting a torrential downpour, and you're emptying it once in a while. And there's a little bit of online training you can take on that, the proper way to do that. And in fact, I have not officially properly put it to where it needs to be yet. Partially laziness, partially busy, partially I need to dig a post hole and don't want to. Sounds like a lot of work right now. But I do have it kind of in an open area where it's less affected by the factors that they mentioned on there. But so I have been reporting. The hard part is, for me at least, is they want it reported. They recommend 7 a.m. You know, you can be 6:30 or, you know, 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. is what they highly recommend. And generally, I try to do it before I go to work, usually about 7:30 or so. And then we can start to get a little rough, especially when I accidentally sleep in a little too long. But I still report it, put the time I did it, just so at least they have some sort of recording. And they use this data for, like, drought conditions. I think they factor in some flooding and a bunch of other things like that. So very good service, well worth looking into. Another way you can help out for free is MPing project. It's MPing, and it's an app that you can install on your phone. There might be a web version too, I don't remember, But basically, you go in, you say, yep, it's raining. No, it's not raining. I got hail. It's approximately this size. There's several other conditions I know in there as well. So that is another project that I don't remember what. Some university, I think, started that one. But they work directly with National Weather Service on that. So National Weather Service takes that feed, and they factor that into a lot of that their stuff as well. And same thing with the COCO-RAS project. All this stuff National Weather Service takes in, they throw into their models, or whatever they use it for, and it all helps out. So those are two ways you can very easily, you know, without having much knowledge, report and help out the National Weather Service and future prediction. Because, you know, saying that it, you know, if you look at your radar and it says that there's rain above you, but it's not raining, it's useful to report back, well, I'm not getting any rain. Or I got a few, what they call mist, or, you know, like the misty stuff. Or I'm getting full-fledged rain. And they have certain definitions for those things, so if you look through those real quick, it is very simple to follow, and you know, should be able to memorize it easily, and then you can start reporting. And my favorite radar app, RadarScope, also takes in or allows you to report on MPEG straight from the app. So you don't even have to like switch apps or even have to have the app on if you use RadarScope, because you can just directly report. MPEG is nice because it's anonymous. Only thing you keep track of is your location, because that is important when you're reporting weather. And that is a way that you can do that. The other couple ways I have heard, and I think consistently, Twitter is a very useful way to report as well. You know, you can send pictures, hail, pictures, damage, all that stuff, and you can send that to them. They would like to see a location on that again. Location is important, but other than that, it's another useful way for you to share information to National Weather Service. So I am going to sign off here, and I will talk to you tomorrow. Bye.
The intro music was Funkily Dugatitude by the late Derek K. Miller. The outro is Always Evermore by Eric Dietrich. You can contact me on most social networks with the username Mike Wills, one word. You can email me at mike@mikewills.me. You can find any show notes and my blog at mikewills.me. Thank you for listening, and come back again.